This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Let what is be so for now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." It is written again, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, "You shall worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall you serve." Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. This is how they persecuted the prophets before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, what can make it salty again? It is then good for nothing and can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a bushel. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of men, so that seeing your good works, they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Do not imagine that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy them, but to fulfill them. I tell you solemnly, until heaven and earth pass away, not one dot or one little stroke shall disappear from the law until its purpose has been achieved. Therefore, whosoever breaks the least of these commandments or teaches others to do so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever keeps them and teaches others to keep them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have learned how it was said to our ancestors, "You must not kill," and whoever does kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say this to you, whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whoever shall call his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall call his brother fool shall be in dangers of the fires of hell. Therefore, if you are bringing your offering to the altar, and there remember that your brother has an ought against you, leave your offerings there before the altar, and go and be reconciled with your brother first. Then come and present your offering. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are still on the way to the court with him, lest at any time the adversary delivers you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, where you'll be thrown into prison. I tell you solemnly, you will not get out of prison until you have paid the last penny. You have learned how it was said, you must not commit adultery. But I say to you, if a man looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is better to lose one part of you than to have your whole body thrown into the fires of hell. And if your right hand offends you, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is better to lose one part of you than to have your whole body thrown into the fires of hell. It has also been said, anyone who puts away his wife must give her a writ of divorcement. But I say to you this, everyone who divorces his wife, except for the case of fornication, makes her an adulteress. And anyone who marries a divorced woman also commits adultery. Again, you have learned how it was said by our ancestors, you must not break your oath, but must swear your oaths to the Lord. But I say this to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, since that is God's throne, or by the earth, since that is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, since that is the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by your own head, since you cannot make a single hair white or black. All you need to say is yes if you mean yes, no if you mean no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. You have learned how it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say this to you, offer evil no resistance. If anyone hits you on the right cheek, turn the other cheek to him as well. If a man sues you at law and would have your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone compels you to go 1 mile, go with him 2. Give to those who ask, and turn not away those who want to borrow. You have learned how it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way, you will be sons of your Father in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the bad as well as the good, and he sends rain to fall on the just as well as the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Even the tax collectors do as much. And if you save your greetings for your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Even the pagans do as much. You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be careful not to parade your good deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you. This is what the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win men's admiration. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you give alms, your left hand must not know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving can be in secret. Your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not be as the hypocrites. They love to say their prayers standing up in the synagogues and at the street corners, so they may be seen by all. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet. When you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, so that your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do. For they think that by using many words they will make themselves heard. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. You should pray like this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, your Father will not forgive your trespasses. When you fast, do not be as the hypocrites, of sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces so they may appear to fast. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to fast except to your Father which is in secret. Then your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. Do not store up treasure for yourselves on earth, where moths and woodworms destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures for yourself in heaven, where neither moth nor woodworms destroy, or thieves cannot break in and steal. For where lies your treasure, there also lies your heart. The eye is the lamp of the body. Therefore, if your eyes are clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. Therefore, if the light that is in your body is darkness, then how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or what you shall put on your body. Is life not more than meat, and body not more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. They do not sow or reap, nor do they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Which of you, by the mere thought, can add one cubit to a stature? Then why worry about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not clothe you more? O you of little faith, do not worry, saying, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? How are we to be clothed? For this is what the pagan seeks. Your heavenly Father knows you need of all these things. But first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added onto you. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself, for each day has enough evil of its own. Judge not, and you will not be judged. For what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And the measure you give is the measure you will receive. Why do you observe the splinter in your brother's eye and never notice the plank in your own? How dare you say to your brother, let me take the splinter out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own. Hypocrite! Take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you will see clearly enough to take the splinter out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, for they will trample them under their feet, then turn against you and tear you apart. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For whosoever asks receives. The one who seeks shall find, and to the one who knocks it shall be opened. Who among you would hand his son a stone when he asked for bread? Or if he asked for a fish, would hand him a serpent? If then you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, then how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask of him? Therefore, whatever you would like men to do to you, you should do unto them. For this is the meaning of the law and the prophets. Enter by the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, which many shall take. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there will find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are raving wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. It is not those who say to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. When the day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name done many wonderful works? I shall profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, everyone who listens to my words and acts on them will be like the wise man who built his house on rock. When the rains came and the floods rose, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, it did not fall because it was founded on a rock. But everyone who listens to these words of mine and does not act on them will be like the foolish man who built his house on sand. When the rains came and the floods rose and the winds blew and beat upon the house, it fell. And great was the fall of that house. I tell you that many shall come from the east and west, and they will attempt to sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into utter darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Be of good cheer. Your sins will be forgiven. Why do you think evil in your hearts? For is it easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise and walk? So you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Arise, take up your bed, and go on to your house. They that are whole do not need a physician, but those that are sick. Go and learn the meaning of the words, I will have mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they shall fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth onto an old garment, for the new cloth makes the whole garment worse. Nor do people put new wine into old bottles. If the bottles break and the wine runs out, the bottles perish. They put new wine into fresh bottles, and both are preserved. The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Do not turn your steps to pagan territory, and do not enter any Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide yourselves with no gold or silver, not even a few coppers for your purses, with no scrip, neither coats nor shoes, or even a staff, for a workman deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you go into, ask for who is worthy, and stay with him until you leave. As you enter this house, salute it, and if the house deserves it, let your peace descend upon it. If it does not, let your peace come back to you. And if anyone does not welcome you or listen to what you have to say, as you walk out of the house or town, shake the dust from your feet. I tell you solemnly, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Beware of men. They will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. You will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the pagans. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how to speak or what to say. What you are to say will be given to you when the time comes, because it is not you who will be speaking, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all men on account of my name, but the man who stands firm to the end will be saved. If they persecute you in one town, take refuge in the next. And if they persecute you in that, take refuge in another. I tell you solemnly, you will not have gone the round of towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of this household? Therefore, fear them not, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak of in light, and what you hear in whispers, proclaim upon the rooftops. Fear not those who kill the body, rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet, not one of them falls to the ground without your Father knowing. And the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, do not fear, for you are of more value than many sparrows. Whoever declares himself for me in the presence of men, I will declare myself for him in the presence of my Father in heaven. But the one who denies me in the presence of men, I will deny in the presence of my Father in heaven. Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be those of his own household. He that loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Anyone who receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give a drink of cold water to one of these little ones, only in the name of a disciple, I solemnly say to you, shall in no way lose his reward. Go back and tell John what you hear and see. The blind see again, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised to life, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed swaying in the breeze? What did you go out to see? A man wearing fine clothes? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messengers before your face, who will prepare the way before you. I tell you solemnly, among them born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent have taken it by force. Because it was towards John that all the prophecies of the prophets and of the law were leading, and he, if you will believe, is the Elijah who was to return. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen. What description can I find for this generation? It is like the children shouting to each other as they sit in the marketplace. We played pipes for you, and you have not danced. We mourned for you, and you have not lamented. For John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He is possessed. The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and they say, Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her actions. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which are exalted onto the heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. For this is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light. Have you not heard what David did when he and his followers were hungry? How he entered into the house of God, and how they ate the loaves of offering, which neither he or his followers were allowed to eat, but which were for the priests alone. Or again, have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath day, the temple priests profane the Sabbath and are blameless? I say unto you, that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you knew the meaning of the words, "What I want is mercy, not sacrifice," you would not have condemned the blameless. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day. What man among you who had only one sheep, and if it fell into a pit on the Sabbath day, would not get hold of it and lift it out? Then how much better is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, unless he first binds the strong man and then spoils his house? He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. And so I tell you, every man who sins will be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And anyone who says a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But let anyone speak against the Holy Spirit, and he will not be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known only by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak of good things? For a man's word flows out of the abundance of his heart. A good deed done out of the heart's good treasure brings forth good things. An evil man of evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men speak shall be accounted for in the day of judgment. For either your words will justify you, or by your words you will be condemned. an evil, an adulterous generation seeks a sign. There shall be no sign given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater one than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater one than Solomon is here. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, it wanders through arid places, looking for a place to rest. When it cannot find one, it says, "I will return to the home from where I came." On arrival, finding it unoccupied, swept and tidied, it goes off and collects seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they go in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. This is what will happen to this evil generation. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Behold, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and ate them. Others fell on stony places, where they found little soil and sprang up right away, because there was no depth of earth. But as soon as the sun came up, they were scorched, and not having any roots, they withered away. Others fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Others fell on rich soil and produced their crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Listen, anyone who has ears. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are revealed to you, but they are not revealed to them. For anyone who already has possession of this mystery will be given more, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever does not have this possession, from him shall be taken away even that what he has. The reason I talk to them in parables is that they look without seeing and listen without hearing or understanding. So in their case, this prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled. You will listen and listen again, but not understand. See and see again, but not perceive. For the heart of this nation has grown coarse. Their ears are dull of hearing, and they have shut their eyes for fear they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and be converted, and I shall heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I tell you solemnly, many prophets and holy men have longed to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you hear and have not heard them. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom without understanding, the evil one comes and carries off what is sown in his heart. This is the man who received the seed on the edge of the path. The one who received the seed in thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this world and the lure of riches choke the word, and so he produces nothing. And the one who received the seed in rich soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He is the one who yields a harvest and produces now 100-fold, now 60, now 30. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to the man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came and sowed darnel all among the wheat, and then made off. The owner's servant went to him and said, "Sir, was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? If so, then from where did the darnel come?" And the servant said, "Did you want us to go and weed it out?" But the master replied by saying, "No, because if you weed out the darnel, you might also pull up the wheat. Let them both grow until the harvest. At harvest time, I shall say to the reapers, 'First collect the darnel and tie it in bundles to be burnt. Then gather the wheat into my barn.'" The sower of the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. The good seed are the subjects of the kingdom, and the darnel are the subjects of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the heavenly angels. Just as the darnel is gathered up and burnt in the fire, so it will be at the end of time. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that provoke offenses and all who do evil. The evil ones will be thrown into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the virtuous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Listen, anyone who has ears. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it becomes the biggest tree of all, so that the birds of the air come and shelter in its branches. The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour till it was leavened all through. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field which someone has found. He hides it again, goes off happy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he finds one of great value, he goes and sells everything he owns and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea that brings in a great haul of all kinds. When it is full, the fishermen draw it ashore. Then sitting down, they collect the good ones in a basket and throw away those that are of no use. This is how it will be at the end of time. The angels will appear and separate the wicked from the just. Then they will throw the wicked into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? Well then, every scribe who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out from his storeroom things both new and old. A prophet is only despised in his own country and in his own house. Why do you break away from the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, "Do your duty to your father and mother, and anyone who curses father or mother must be put to death." But you say, "If anyone says to his father or mother, 'Anything I have that I might have used to help you is dedicated to God,' then he is rid of his duty to his father and mother. In this way, you have made God's word null and void by means of your tradition. Hypocrites! It was you Isaiah meant when he so rightly prophesied, 'These people honor me only with their lips, while their hearts are far from me. The worship they offer is worthless. The doctrines they teach are only the commandments of men.'" Listen and understand. What goes into the mouth does not make a man unclean. It is what comes out of the mouth that makes him unclean. Can you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes through the stomach and is discharged into the sewer? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and it is these that make the man unclean. For from the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, perjury, and slander. These are the things that make a man unclean. But to eat with unwashed hands does not do so. Any plant my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them alone. They are blind men leading blind men. If one blind man leads another, both will fall into a pit. I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to read the face of the sky, but you cannot read the signs of the times. It is an evil and unfaithful generation that asks for a sign. The only sign it will be given is the sign of Jonah. Keep your eyes open and be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. O men of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you not yet understand? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and the number of baskets you collected? How could you fail to understand that I was not talking about bread? What the true meaning of this parable is, beware of the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Who do people say the Son of Man is? But who do you say I am? Simon, son of Jonah, you are a blessed man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my path, because the way you think is not God's way, but man's. If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross and follow me. For anyone who wants to save his life will lose it, but anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. What then will a man gain if he wins the whole world and ruins his life? Or what has a man to offer in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and when he does, he will reward each one according to his behavior. I tell you solemnly, there are some of you standing here who will not have tasted death before they see the Son of Man coming with his kingdom. Elijah is to come to see that everything is once more as it should be. However, I tell you that Elijah has come already, and they did not recognize him, but treated him as they pleased. The Son of Man will suffer in a similar vein at their hands. I tell you solemnly, if your faith were the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. nothing would be impossible for you. The Son of Man is going to be handed over into the power of men. They will put him to death, and on the third day, he will rise again. Simon, what is your opinion? From whom do the kings of the earth take toll or tribute? From their sons, or from foreigners? If it be from foreigners, then the son must be exempt. However, so as to not offend these people, go to the lake and cast a hook. Take the first fish that bites, open its mouth, and there you will find a shekel. Take it, and give it to them for me and you. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so, those who make themselves as humble as this little child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But anyone who brings down one of these little ones who have faith in me would be better drowned in the depths of the sea with a great millstone round his neck. Woe to the world because of its offenses, for it must be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offenses do come. See that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. If your hand or your foot should cause you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better for you to enter into life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fires of hell. Tell me, suppose a man has 100 sheep and one of them strays. Would he not leave the 99 on the hillside and go in search of the stray? I tell you solemnly, if he finds it, the one found will give him more joy than all 99 that did not stray at all. Similarly, it is never the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. If your brother does something wrong, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won back your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you. The evidence of 2 or 3 witnesses is required to sustain any charge. But if he refuses to listen to these, report it to the community. And if he refuses to listen to the community, treat him like a pagan or a tax collector. Again, I say to you, if 2 of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. How often should you forgive your brother if he does wrong against you? Not 7, I tell you, but 77 times. And so the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who decided to settle his accounts with his servants. When the reckoning began, they brought him a servant who owed 10,000 talents. But the servant did not have the means to pay his debt. So his master gave orders that the servant be sold, together with his wife and children, including all his possessions, to meet the debt. At this, the servant threw himself down at the master's feet. "Give me time," he said, "and I will pay the whole sum." And the servant's master felt pity for the servant and let him go, and then also canceled the debt. Now as this servant went out, he happened to meet a fellow servant who owed him 100 pence. He seized him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe me." His fellow servant fell at his feet and implored him, saying, "Give me time, and I will pay you." But the other would not agree. On the contrary, he had him thrown into prison until he paid the debt. his fellow servants were deeply distressed when they saw what had happened. They went to their master and reported the whole affair to him. The master sent for the servant. "You wicked servant, I canceled all your debt when you appealed to me. Were you not bound then to have pity on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?" And in his anger, the master handed him over to the torturers until he paid all his debts. And this is how my heavenly Father will deal with you, unless each of you forgives your brother from the heart. Have you not read that the Creator from the beginning made male and female, and that he said, "This is why man must leave father and mother and cling to his wife, so that the two become one body"? There are no longer two, therefore, but one body. So then, what God has united, let no man divide. It was because you were so unteachable that Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But it was not like this from the beginning. Now I say this to you: the man who divorces his wife, I am not speaking of fornication, and marries another, is guilty of adultery. It is not everyone who can accept what I have said, but only to those to whom it is granted. There are eunuchs born that way from their mother's womb. There are eunuchs made so by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves that way for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this who can. Why do you ask me what is good? There is one alone who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. You must not kill. You must not commit adultery. You must not bring false witness. If you wish to be perfect, go and sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. I tell you solemnly, it will be hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, I tell you again, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. For men to be saved, it is impossible by themselves, but for God, everything is possible. I tell you solemnly, when all is made new, and the Son of Man sits on his throne of glory, you will yourselves sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left his house, or his brothers and sisters, or his father and mother, his children or land for the sake of my name, will be repaid 100 times over, and he will also inherit eternal life. Many who are first will be last, and the last first. Now the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner going out at daybreak to hire workers for his vineyard. He made an agreement with the workers to pay a pence a day. He then sent them to his vineyard. Going out at the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, "Go to my vineyard, and I will give you a fair wage." So they went. At about the sixth hour, and again at about the ninth hour, he went out and did the same. Then at about the 11th hour, he went out and found even more men standing round. And he said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He then said to them, "Go into my vineyard, and I will give you a fair wage." In the evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his bailiff, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, starting with the last arrivals and ending with the first." So those who were hired at about the 11th hour came forward and received one pence each. When the first came, they expected to get more, but they too received one pence each. They took it, but grumbled at the landowner. "The men who came last have done 1 hour, and you have treated them the same as us, though we have done a heavy day's work in all the heat." He answered them and said, "My friend, I am not being unjust to you. Did you not agree on 1 pence? Take your earnings and go. I choose to pay the last comer as much as I pay you. Have I no right to do what I like with my own? Then why be envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first last." Now we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man is about to be handed over to the chief priests and scribes. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the pagans to be mocked and scourged and crucified. And on the third day, he will rise again. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded of you, and know that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.